Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to the podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of English so that you can communicate in a better and more effective way. And we do that by looking at grammar, some grammar points, some sentences, their construction and other areas around vocabulary, expressions and all sorts of other aspects. So what do I have for you in this particular podcast? Well, we're looking at the verb to carry. They're not a huge number of options here, but I'll go through them as I've done in the other, and you'll be able to understand what, how, and where and when we use these particular phrasal verbs. Okay, so let's get started on this particular one. As I said, we're going to look at the verb to carry. So the first option that we want to consider is to be carried away. Okay, so literally something can be carried away, meaning it was picked up and taken in another direction or to another location. The bags were carried away by the bellhop in the hotel and brought up to the travelers' visitors' rooms. Okay, so when you go to the hotel, if it's a very luxurious hotel, they'll have somebody there who will take your bags when you arrive. They call him the bellhop or one of the bag guys and the porters, and he will carry them away, and perhaps they're going to be put in storage until your room is ready, and then they will be taken up to your room and available when you get to your room. But we can also say to be carried away is when somebody gets excited about something, or they're really deep into some topic that they get fully absorbed with it, and somebody says, wow, he's really carried away with that. Okay, as an example, you're talking about holidays for the summer and you might want to go to a nice foreign destination, golden sands and beaches, and then your friend starts talking, oh yes, wouldn't it be great to go to the Caribbean? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be sitting on those sun-drenched beaches with the sun shining down under the leaves of a overhanging palm tree, sipping a nice pina colada or some other cocktail? And he said, wow, he's really getting carried away. He's engrossed in this particular story and he can picture himself sitting on the beach. You can also use it then in the negative. Don't get carried away. Okay, so let's say, for example, you're used to making your own meals in the evening. When you come home, you get whatever food out of the fridge or the cupboards. You prepare your meal and after an hour or so, you eat. But for several days now, when you've come home, your mother or some other relative has prepared the food. So when you get home, it's there waiting for you on the table. And you say, whoa, God, I could really get used to this. And they say, oh, don't get carried away. I'm going to stop tomorrow because I'm going to be away for a few days. So you'll have to look after yourself again. Okay, so to be carried away with something or to be carried away by something. Next one is carry off. Of course, we can use carry off when we talk about just picking something up, taking it somewhere else. He carried it off. He carried the bags off the train for me and left them at reception, and I was able then to pick them up. We can also use carry off to say when somebody is able to succeed in something, somebody is able to do something that perhaps you thought he mightn't be able to do, and so you might ask the question, will you be able to carry this off? Meaning, will you be able to do this? Okay, so let's say you want your brother to pretend to be a important businessman and call up your friend and try and get him interested in selling some products to you. You're just trying to do it as a bit of a joke. So your brother doesn't know this friend, so when he rings up, he's going to put on a very impressive business voice and try and get this guy to buy some products. And you ask him, are you sure you'll be able to carry this off? Are you sure you'll be successful with it? If you watch a new film or go to the theatre to watch a new play that has come to the city theatre, you might be talking about the main actor or actress and say, didn't they carry off their roles really well? Meaning, weren't they successful? Weren't they really the part? Didn't they play the part to perfection? So let's say it was the Shakespeare Romeo and Juliet, and there's a new production, a new interpretation. You go to watch it and you're very impressed by the performance of the people playing Romeo and Juliet and say, oh, they carried it off to perfection. They were really, really good. Carry on. Opposite to carry off. So we said carry off, take something off a plane or a train. Carry on can be the opposite. You have carry on luggage when you go to most airlines, although some of them now are even trying to charge you for the carry on luggage, or they're trying to restrict how much luggage you can bring. One bag only as carry on. So your carry on luggage or your carry on baggage is the one piece of luggage that you can bring onto the plane without having to pay for it. We can also use carry on to describe a commotion, something that happened that you couldn't explain, but maybe a lot of noise and excitement. So you wake up in the morning, you haven't slept very well, and you say to your husband or wife, wow, what was that carry on last night in the apartment above us? And you say, I don't know, but there was something happening up until about 4 o'clock, and then I heard police cars. I was afraid to look out the window. I don't know what was going on, but there was something happening. What a carry on. I really feel terrible this morning. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to work. Okay, so a carry on is something that is something quite out of the ordinary, but it disturbs you and it's not so good. You can simply instruct somebody, carry on with what you're doing. So a teacher will come into the classroom, the students have their books open, they're doing some exercise, they're getting a little bit noisy, and you say, settle down, carry on with your work, you'll be finished in 15 minutes, and then you can leave for lunch. So carry on, continue with what you are doing. Or just carry on, and I'll catch up with you later. Okay, so you come into the office, one of your colleagues is there, and you say, oh, I'm about to go to lunch. And they say, oh, just carry on, that's fine. I'll be finished in 10 or 15 minutes. I'll join you in the canteen. Okay, next one, carry out. Okay, so carry out can have a couple of meanings. Carry out, literally, a bit like carry off, means you pick up something and you take it somewhere else. Okay, so you carry out the bags from the house into the car, put them in the back of the car, and off you go to the airport. You carry out the bags from the shop, you take them home, and you wrap all the presents that you've bought for Christmas and put them under the Christmas tree. But you can also use it in a slightly different way, to carry out somebody's instructions or orders. Okay, so the general turns to the soldiers and said, okay, this is what we're going to do today. We're going to do our drills in front of the officers. You're going to go on parade, and then we have to go on patrol, and we'll be away for 2 days. So all the kit has to be packed. So you have your instructions, you carry out the orders, and that's what you do. You carry out the orders of your boss. He tells you what has to be done at the beginning of the week, and at the end of the week, he's going to check to see where you are with all the different jobs and particular things that you had to do. So there's a list of work handed out at a staff meeting, perhaps at the beginning of the week on a Monday morning, and all the work that has to be carried out from Monday to Friday has been set out in a memo, so there's no misunderstanding. And then as you finish each job, you report to your boss or you tick it off, and at the end of the week it will be reviewed. So carry out his instructions as set out clearly. And one last one that we can talk about is to carry about. Okay, so we carry about something. We carry photos about in our wallet, usually photos of our nearest and dearest. These may be our family, they may be our children, they may be our parents or some loved one, and we have a small photo inside our wallet and we carry it about with us. And then finally, not a phrasal verb, but just an expression that we often use with carry. He carries the world on his shoulders, meaning he takes on everybody's responsibility. He always looks as if he's unhappy or depressed or overworked. So we say, oh, he carries the world on his shoulders. Isn't it about time he delegated some of this work to somebody else? Isn't it about time he forgot about other people's woes and concentrated on his own life? So he shouldn't be carrying the world on his shoulders. Okay, so that's that podcast. And again, as always, thank you for listening. You can get me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Very happy to get your comments, see what you want me to include in the future and help you where I can. Okay, thanks for listening. Join me again soon. I want just to give you some information about the Easy Peasy English Club. So when you find your way onto my webpage, look out for the link to the Easy Peasy English Club. It's effective and efficient and economic way for you and your friends to learn the English language. For a very small subscription fee, you get access to me, one lesson each week. That's 52 weeks and 52 lessons, one lesson per week, pre-recorded by me. And in addition to that, you'll have useful exercises linked to the lessons and lots of other helpful information and courses all available on that particular site. It's great value, so tell your friends about it, have a look at it and join up.